much.
We appreciate you guys and the In Grace Base program. It's made a huge difference with our girls, for
That's
sure.
Awesome. I love that. Thanks.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God a praise for that. Yes, awesome. And like, honestly, it's $1 a month. We ask $1 on top of what you give, and I hope you see continually what it means to actually impact people in the name of Jesus out there, other organizations, other people. Man, that matters. That matters a whole lot. And if you want to find out more about our Dollar Club and what's behind that, what we do, go to riverridge.tv and you'll find it. And I really encourage you to get on there because there's other stories that we have. So, man, just thanks for being generous and allowing us to be the church out there. Come on, everybody. That's awesome. Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah. Well, with that said, I want to say good morning. I'll say good morning to a clap. So glad that you made your way in here. And all of you who are watching online, so glad that you are watching as well, wherever you may be. And if we haven't met, my name's Andy, and I'm one of the pastors here. And again, my hope and prayer every single Sunday is that you already felt the presence of God, you already heard a word from him, and that continues on as we open up his word together. So let's get to it. If you have your Bibles or electronics, go ahead and grab those, get those out. Get your notes out and open them up to Ephesians chapter 6. So we are, and as you're getting to Ephesians 6, we are in week number 4 of our prayer journey as a church. And so we're doing a lot of things if you're visiting. So we're currently on day 21 of our 28 days of prayer where we are intentionally praying together as a church. So today's day 21. So and man, I encourage you to jump in if you haven't done that yet. You got 7 more days. And so we got prayer guides out there. So grab one and join us today, day 21 or 22 tomorrow, as a scripture and a prayer that we're all doing together. And then also during this season, if you look in your chair backs, we have prayer cards. So we want to pray for you. We want to pray for whatever you are going through or what you want us to pray for in your life. And we have a prayer service every Monday during this series. Tomorrow is going to be the last one. And we get together and we do several things. We worship a little bit, we pray, but we also pray for you. And so if you have a prayer, grab one of those cards and write down a prayer. We would love to pray over you as well. And then I always want to make sure that you mark your calendars. We've been talking about this over the last couple weeks. For next Sunday night, 6:30, we're going to have a night of worship. We only do 3 of these a year, and this is going to be a special one. So make sure you make your way here next Sunday night, 6:30. You do not want to miss that. We're just going to celebrate everything that we've seen God do in the season of prayer that we have. And in here, we are also in our fourth message of the series that we're calling Praying For. And so far where we've been is we looked at praying for God's presence. We looked at praying for God's power. Last week, we looked at praying for God's people. And today, we're going to talk about praying for God's protection, specifically in our battle with the enemy, Satan. All right, now listen, it's going to be a heavy message, everybody. So if you even feel a hint of like, boy, that should have been a chuckle, chuckle as much as you want, all right? Because it's going to be a heavy message today. We need a little bit of reprieve every now and then. So if you're like, I think Andy was funny, I was trying to be, so chuckle a little bit, all right? But this is going to be a deep message, I'm just telling you. And it's stuff I got to be bold about and talk about, so I hope you're ready. And if you're new or visiting, come back next week, it'll be a little bit better, okay? But we got to talk about this stuff today, all right? We have a lot of information to cover. And really, here's why we got to cover this, because there are 2 big reasons why Christians get so tripped up in this life. One is not fully believing that there is an active enemy who's against us. And 2, not knowing how to protect ourselves. And the Bible's super clear about both of those. So that's what we're going to go after today. You ready to go today? You ready? All right. I hope you are. So let's get into this. And we're going to start off with what I think is describing what's going on today. Just to be honest, we're going to look at what's actually happening today. So here's Ephesians 6. If you made your way there, let's start in verse 10. And here's what Paul says. He goes, so finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Okay, so here's where we're going today, and here's what we absolutely need to know wherever you may stand with this. This is what you got to know, everybody. Here it is. We are in a battle. We are in a battle. And in fact, we are born in to this battle. We're born in this battle. There is a war going on. There is a war, and there is a good and there is evil. There is darkness and there is light. There is an enemy of God, and his name is Satan or the devil or Lucifer, however you want to say it. And here's what I want to tell you. Even if you didn't ask to be in this battle, too bad you're in it, okay? Like you're in it just by being born. And so Satan is real. He's real. And if you're thinking he isn't, which some of you here might be thinking he isn't, I'm just telling you, he's already got a foothold in you. But at the other end, like if you're like, not everything's the devil either. Like he ain't the reason you ate 27 Oreos last night. That's on you. Okay. Like, so hey, you're getting it. All right. So listen, like we got to understand a little bit more about the battle that we're actually in. All right. So the first thing I want to do today is I want to just give us a few realities about our enemy. And here it is, everybody. We need to write these down. And why we need to write these down is because you need to allow some of these to settle in a little bit, not to get us rattled, but to at least be in reality with what's really going on, okay? So we already covered the first reality, which is the devil's real. Like, listen to me, everybody. He's not a metaphor, and he's not something we made up. Jesus even talked about him. Look at what he says in Luke 10. He says this. He says that the 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." And here's what he said in Luke 10:18. He said, "I replied, I saw Satan." This is what Jesus said. "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." And so Jesus right here tells us, like, yeah, I saw him. I saw him fall. I've seen him. And notice here what Jesus says when it comes to the fight between Satan and God. He goes, so if you're thinking that this is like some epic battle of good and bad where it goes back and forth, it's like, oh no, now he's got the upper hand. Oh no, now he's coming back. He's like, no. Satan lost in the first second of the first round. It was like a Tyson fight, okay? Like it was like, you didn't get your popcorn started to actually start eating it when this one was already over, okay? But Jesus says this. He goes, I saw him. I saw him fall like lightning. I saw him in the Garden of Eden. I saw him when he tempted me in the desert. I saw him when he was trying to trip me up on my mission to save humanity. So he is real. And so here's what he does, everybody, if you wanna write these down, a few things to know. He wants to destroy you. He wants to absolutely destroy you. So just know that he has a plan. He has schemes, he has systems, he has plans, he has plots and orders all in place in order to pull you down and destroy your life. So listen, Satan does not like you. He does not like you. And I know for you people pleasers out there, it bothers you that anybody don't like you, but he doesn't like you, okay? Like in fact, he hates you. He hates you, especially if you're going after a faith that goes after Jesus. This is what Peter says about it. He goes, so stay alert, because watch out for your great enemy, the devil. I'm gonna put his name again out there. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So listen, he wants to take you down. And his goal is to put as much distance between you and God as he possibly can. And I'm just here to tell you on your own, he is smarter than you. He's been at this way longer than you have, and he can use the most subtle things to try and take you away from God, pull you apart, and take you down. Here's another thing that we need to know is that he also has power. He also has power. Here's what John says about it. John says that, listen, we know that we're from God, but I need to tell you another reality, that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So there is a power that he has. And listen to me, like I don't know about you, but like when I look around and when I see what the Bible says about how God wants things to be around here, and when I see what is actually going on around here, it just makes sense that there is a real influence that Satan has in this world. Anybody with me? Anybody out there with me? Come on, everybody. Like it's not just human stuff that we're seeing. This isn't just people doing stuff. It's deeper than that. It's darker than that. Am I the only one that's seeing that? I don't think I am. You know, you look at what just happened over here over the last 2 weeks, just here in our own backyard with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And then right on the heels of that was another school shooting, yet another one, a school shooting. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing people this week like almost celebrate, think about this, celebrate someone being killed. And listen to me, like, I'm gonna put all my cards on the table. Like, I'm not being political here. You know me, like, you know me good enough to know that. Like, I didn't know a whole lot about Charlie Kirk. I didn't know a whole lot about him. He's in the political world. We don't preach politics, so I don't know much about it. And so I'm not there, and I'm not here to endorse everything that he said, but I don't know enough about him. But I do know that he was a public professor of Jesus in his life, that he was a Christian, and he loved Jesus, and he was a dad, and he was a husband. So I'm not saying anything political here. All I'm saying is to celebrate anybody being killed. Listen, that's disgusting. And listen to me, you could call it what it is. I'm gonna call it what it is. It's Satan, and it's a power and influence that he has in this world, and it's in opposition to anything good. Anybody with me on that so far? Anybody with me on that? I'm not here preaching politics, I promise. I promise. And trust me, we got into it last week with a lot of things. Like, I'm just telling you, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, like, the world is messed up. And if you don't think the enemy is just sitting there laughing about it, you're nuts, okay? And if you don't think, by the way, if you don't think that he has his hooks in social media, you're absolutely bonkers. Come on, somebody. Like, oh, I mean, he has his hooks, and we are just eating it hook, line, and sinker, everybody. He's all in that world. It's even and it's even bleeding in social media. It's bleeding in to this infighting that's even happening in the church, and I can't stand it. Like, I don't want anything about it, okay? It's just happening. It's just like getting us so distracted and getting everybody tangled up. And here's what we do, everybody. We scroll over the same thing that we know already, and we know and know, and then we go over and over and over. And if you don't think that messes with your soul, it does. It does. One of the biggest tricks that the devil plays on us is that, you know what we think we're doing? We think we're finding new stuff, new information. Oh, there's something new, there's something. Hey, that's something different. There's nothing new under the sun. That's what the Bible says. Not one thing is new. There's nothing. It's the same old stuff, everybody. It's the same old tactics. It's just repackaged to look different. And here's the thing, the devil's putting a bow on it going, man, surely it can't be this easy. And we're going, nah. Look at what they said. Look at how what was their take on that? Oh my gosh, here's my opinion on their take, and here's my opinion on that opinion. And we just get out of sorts all kinds of ways. And I'm right, and you're wrong. And if you didn't say that then, and if you feel like this, then that's it. And I'm just telling you, here's what it'll do. Tell me I'm wrong. It will either create in us this hyper sense of self-righteousness on one end, like I'm right and you're wrong, or we'll be completely desensitized on the other end. And I'm telling you, all this is doing, everybody, all this is doing is creating chaos and fear and us versus them. And I'm telling you, we gotta stay completely away from that stuff. Amen. And we're taking the bait. We're taking the bait, man. This should not be what's happening, but it is. You know why? Because there is an enemy, and he has an influence and a power in this world, okay? But here's the good news. He may have power, but listen, he answers to a higher authority. Can I get a good amen out there? Come on, man. He answers to a higher authority. I know this is a heavy message. We're gonna get through it today, everybody, okay? I promise. Come back next week, it'll be a little jollier, okay? So just know this. There is a power that Satan has, but it cannot ever match the power of God in our lives. Come on, everybody. Like, it's just ain't even close. It's not even close. And so maybe you need to have a word today. Like, maybe you need to have ears to hear this if you are indeed in Christ. Listen, Satan has no power that is greater than the power that is already within you. And I just think some of you today, right now in this moment, need to claim that in the name of Jesus Christ, because look, he who is in you is greater than, come on, Slide, get with me, greater than he who is in the world. He who is in the world. Come on, everybody. So here's what I want to say. So like, how do I get on that side? How do I get on this greater than side? Well, that's what we're going to talk about with the rest of our time. I want to show us how to get there today. So if you're in your Bibles, I want you to flip. All right, we're going to go back to Ephesians 6, but I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 today. 2 Corinthians 10. Because here's what we're going to do is you're getting to 2 Corinthians 10. We're going to see Paul talk here about what we use to get on the other side, to get on this greater than side. And by the way, this is just yet another place to just give us more awareness of what we're dealing with. Just in case you're still thinking, well, Andy, I'm not so sure about all this spiritual warfare stuff. Well, you not believing, don't make it go away, okay? Just saying. All right, so here we go. 2 Corinthians 10, this is what he says. So he goes, all right, verse 3, he goes, so though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. And he's talking to Christians here. He's not talking to everybody. He's talking to believers in Jesus Christ. And it's very important for us to see this, because he says, no, the weapons that we fight with, they are not the weapons of the world. And can I just say how many Christians are getting hung up right there? Because some of us are using weapons of the world to combat things that are coming in our spiritual lives. And he's going, no. We don't use those weapons. They're gonna get you wrong. He goes, no. So we have weapons of divine nature. They have divine power to demolish strongholds, okay? And so that word right there, strongholds, like this is a big word for us to understand. Here's what that means. And you need to really pay attention to this with what the enemy's trying to do. See, the devil knows right now as you sit, right now as you are, he knows an area of your life where he can just wedge his way in. He knows. He knows where he can get in there. And if we are not, listen to me, if we are not divinely engaged in this battle, he's gonna lie to you. He's even gonna use scripture to get you off, and you're gonna believe that lie, and you will be a prisoner to his lies. This is a big deal, everybody. So we just need to be, and we need to be aware. Everybody, as we said, we're all vulnerable to this. We're all vulnerable to this. But then, though, in the next verse, Paul tells us what we do about it. So what do we do about it? He goes, well, we demolish these arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once our obedience is complete. Okay, so catch what Paul is saying that we demolish here, because here it is, everybody. See, this is what the devil does. This is how he makes these strongholds. First way he does it is in arguments. This is what he's doing to you. So in other words, what he's saying is that it's in statements that are not true, but we're believing them to be true. Come on, somebody, that's what he's doing. And he's also saying that he also uses these pretensions. Do you know what that is? That's where he's pretending to have power that he doesn't, but we believe he does. And he just holds us down, and he's saying all of this is against the knowledge of God. So what he's saying here, though, this is good news for us. We can destroy those with the knowledge of God. We can hold up the knowledge of God, hold up the truth of God, and we will see it. So this is our roadmap right here, everybody, of how we engage in this battle and find the victory and God's protection in our lives. Anybody want to know the weapons we use? Anybody out there want to know what we're going to use? All right, here we go. First weapon we're going to use is the name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus is the first weapon we use. In fact, it is our most potent weapon. Our most potent weapon is the literal name of Jesus, all right? Like there is power in just saying the name of Jesus. Look how powerful Jesus' name is here. Look at what Philippians says. It says that at the name of Jesus, here every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Catch that. Every knee's gonna bow. And it says whenever, I love this, whenever the impure spirits saw Jesus, I love this, they fell down before him and they cried out, "You're the Son of God." If there's ever a big brother move in the Bible, it's right there, right? He's like, say uncle. And they're like, "You're the Son of God, fine," right? Like, you know they didn't wanna say that to him, but he just made, I love that. Jesus has a sense of humor, I'm just telling you right now, okay? So listen, I'm telling you, there are times where I just say the name of Jesus just in case, okay? Like, I do it all the time. Like, I'll walk in rooms and I'll just feel it and I'll be like, "Jesus." I'll do it. Like, and I'm not like, I don't yell at like some lunatic or something. Like, I'm like, "Jay." But if I do, and there's times, I'm telling you right now, where I feel like I need to speak it a little bit louder, I'll kind of mask it in a song. Like, I'll be like, "I just want to speak the name of Jesus." I sing real off key because I'm like, I ain't singing it, I'm saying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do it all the time. Listen, I just, like, no kidding, because listen, everybody, there is literal power in his name. Can I get a good amen? Yes, there is. So when you are feeling like something's like not right, like when you enter into a place where you feel like you're spiritually unsettled, just say the name of Jesus, believing there is authority behind it, right? That's the first weapon we use. Here's a second weapon we use. We also use the armor of God, the armor of God. So this one, like the first one is more like, just say it. Like, you gotta say it like you believe it. The second one is like the training portion of our lives with Jesus, okay? So this is like having God's protection on you, and this is like where we go to the gym, God's gym. And so this, the armor of God is actually found in Ephesians 6. If you wanna flip back there, we're gonna read it really quick and I'll break it down quickly. But here's verse 13 in Ephesians 6, and he says this, says, all right, so take up the whole armor of God, so that you can be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. So here's what he says. So stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and his shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all of the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So So here's what I'm gonna do within this. I'm gonna give us like three big ideas in here of how we actually put these things in place. How do we put the armor of God on? First way we put this armor of God on is that I have to live by truth, by knowing and using God's word, like end sentence, right? Like you defeat him by knowing God's word and using it. So listen to me, this will not happen by osmosis. Like, you have to every single day be reading God's word and every single day be putting yourself in living under God's will. And here's the thing, that's one of the number one questions we hear. Like, how do I know what God's will is? You know how you know God's will? Know God's word. Come on, somebody. Like, you got to know God's word. Like, don't come at me if you don't know God's word and you're asking about God's will. It's in his word. And so that's what we do. And it's like the gym, everybody. Here it is. It's like the gym because, listen, if you just zoom in on one of my days, like where I'm in God's word, it's going to look like really not much is happening. But like over time, after hundreds and thousands of days, I'm gonna be really buff in the word, just like I am right now. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't even know what you're messing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, just saying, that's what happens every day. And listen, and here's the thing, everybody. Listen, man, I think some of us are just coming at God's word just in a different way than he wants. Listen, we're not just reading the Bible. Like, it's not just like a devotional book. It's a weapon. Come on, everybody. It's a weapon. One of the scariest things to know is that Satan can use scripture to manipulate and separate us out. And he does it all the time. And it's happening right now today. It's just happening. I'm telling you. And we got to know the truth. Here's the truth is Jesus and the truth is God's word. And that will set us free. Okay. So we live by truth. Here's the second one. I got to live out of my identity. I got to live out. This is what the armor of God is talking about. I live out of my identity. So I love the visual of this one. So Paul says that we put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's what he says in Ephesians 6, right? And I love the visual of that one because what he was talking about was like the Roman soldiers back in the day, they would have these bronze like breastplates and they were like all chiseled out, like six pack of abs, like, you know, nice pecs, again, kind of like me. And but he was like, that's what it looks like. So catch this, everybody. So here's what we need to know. I think so many of us miss this. So, and I think some of us are not finding victory in our lives. So with Jesus, okay, listen to me. With Jesus, we don't just have a righteous Savior. He gave righteousness to us. Like, we have it on us and we get to live out of that and put that on. It is an identity that we have. We have his righteousness. That's our identity. But here, just notice what Paul says though. He says that we put it on. And so catch it. It's a choice, everybody. It's a choice. It doesn't just happen. It's a choice that you make. So here's the choice that we make as Christians every day. Here it is. You ready? I will either live out who I am in Christ, or I will live the way I want to that makes me the happiest I want to be. Or just go after the things that I want, things best for me. And listen to me, that second way is going, you're going to let the enemy in and make a mess of your life. I'm just telling you, it's a choice that we make. And God doesn't want that. He doesn't want that second part. He wants you to slam the door on that junk. He wants you to lock it away for good. He wants you to stop believing those lies that everything's better on the other side. He goes, no, 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 no. God wants you to be free from that stuff. Anybody with me so far? Yeah? All right. Here's the last one. We work out faith. We work out of our faith. This is the last way that we put on the armor of God. So here's, like, faith is such a big word. Here's like what this is mean. So our faith should tell us the truth and then deflect the lies that come our way. That's what it is. It should tell us the truth and deflect the lies that come our way. And this is another good picture that Paul gives us because he says it's a shield, right? Now, again, going back to the Roman soldiers, the way that these shields worked, a lot of you know this because we taught this before, is they were actually made to be linked together, right, to make a fortress of protection together, and it makes them stronger in the battle that they're in, okay? So in other words, here's what I want to tell you. It takes an army to win a war. Anybody with me on that? Like, hey, we ain't going to do it on our own. Like, it takes an army to win a war. And so it takes, for us as a church, it takes intentionality and it takes commitment to each other. And so that's why Sunday absolutely matters. And that's why, everybody, community outside of Sunday, being in a circle of people, reading the Bible together, being caught, being prayed over, that matters. That absolutely matters, okay? So those are the things that we absolutely need to be a part of. Like, you can't replace coming in here, worshiping God together, being united in the gospel, going in a group, being prayed, you can't replace that with anything else in your life. A huge part of why we come together, don't miss this, is to stand together and stand firm in our faith. Like, that, I don't know about you, that's why I come. Amen, everybody? That that's what we do. So we put on the armor of God, right? We these are the disciplines that we live by in following Jesus and the truth. So that's the second thing that we have as a weapon. Here's our third weapon, and this is our prayer, everybody. It's the warfare prayer. And if you have your notes out there, I even gave it to you, so don't even have to write it down, but I'll give it to you. If you don't have the notes, here's our prayer that we're gonna pray today. And it says, God, strengthen me and protect me from every attack the enemy has on me today. Come on, everybody, like every day. It's like, God, strengthen me, protect me from any attack that's coming my way. Let me see it before it even gets close in the name of Jesus, okay? So here's what I wanna do with the rest of our time. Three things. I wanna challenge you today. And again, I know this is a big, this is an important message. Three things I wanna challenge you with today. Three things that we could do every day in our lives. Here's the first one. I hope you write these down. You gotta commit to God every single day. That's not a one-time deal. Anybody with me on that? Like, I'm telling you, that's an everyday thing. I gotta commit fully to God every single day. And here's what I will tell you as you write that down. Your ability to have authority over the devil is only as strong as your relationship is with God. Let me tell you that again. Your ability to have authority over the devil is only as strong as your relationship is with God. And here's what James says about it. In James 4, he says, so therefore, he goes, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now I wanna read this again because I want you to look at the order, because the order absolutely matters. So he says, submit first, then you'll be able to resist. You will not be able to resist unless you first submit. You can't do the second thing without the first one, okay? And that's why we always talk about taking steps here. Like, take a next step, take the next step with God, take the next step in your relationship with Jesus in your life. And I wanna urge you right now in this moment, you gotta keep taking deeper steps with Jesus. Every day you gotta take a step. You cannot stay passive. You cannot stay stagnant in God and expect that to be enough to resist the devil. It just ain't gonna work. It's just not gonna work. Your daily submission to the Lordship of Jesus in your life is directly tied to your ability to resist the evil one, right? And so that's why we always say all the time, just take steps. Be in God's word every day, that's a step. Get baptized. We got a baptism coming up in November. Man, sign up today. There's classes next week. That's a huge step of obedience in Jesus. You know, serve, right? Like, get on a serving team, be a tither. That's a step. Like, get in community. Like, don't just sit and expect for everything to be okay. Like, I'm just telling you, God, to keep taking steps. And listen, if we have a church of people, a church full of people doing this, I'm telling you, that's where Jesus comes in, and he talks about this in Matthew 16. He says that he will build his church and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And I'm just telling you right now, everybody, I don't know where you stand, but here I will tell this once again, because we talked about it last week. We have got to stay united in the same thing. And we've got to stay united in the only thing that matters, and that's Jesus and Jesus only. And that's why I'm telling you, that's why last week's message was so important. Like, I think it was the most important message of the entire series, because here's the thing. If we don't stay united in Jesus and Jesus only, it will all absolutely fall apart. It will absolutely fall apart. And by the way, that's today's prayer in day 21. Anybody do it today? It's literally the prayer that we stay united in the gospel and that Jesus is at the center of every single thing we do. That's not a coincidence. We made that thing forever ago. And I'm just telling you. So we're not doing this stuff to look good. We're not doing this stuff to just play church. We need the protection of God. Amen, everybody? And I'm just gonna put my part in. I'm gonna take these steps. And I'm just saying, some of you right now, I want to implore you. Like, I don't know how else to tell you. I wanna spur you on to commit yourself fully to Jesus. Not Jesus and. Is that the thing? That's where we're getting so messed up, everybody. Jesus and, you better believe what I believe as well. Like, all these other little things. That, like, no, not Jesus and. And it's not even Jesus halfway in. It is Jesus and only Jesus all the way, baby. Anybody with me on that? That's it. That's what we're all about. And you can make a decision if you want to stay here or not. That's all we're going to be about. I'm not going to be about politics here. I'm not going to be about anything except for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Him and him crucified. He is the solution to every single problem that ever existed in this world. He is the one that can free us from every single worry, fear, problem we have. Anybody with me in that, okay? Like, I'm just telling you. That's what we're going to be about. You can make a decision on that, and we can resist the devil together. It's the only way we can do it. Here's the second one. Man, I'm sweating. Here we go. Second one. I'm trying to bring fall in him in this shirt, and it's messing with me. All right, close the doors. We got to close the doors. And here's what I mean by that. You can be a Christian and you can be going to heaven. Like, none of that's in debate, but you can still at the same time be doing things and allowing things that can expose you to demonic activity in your life. And here's what I'm gonna tell you about it. Like, right now, some of you right now are outside of God's protection because of things you're doing that are outside of his way of doing things. Again, like you've accepted Jesus in your life and you've got forgiveness, but you are actually like allowing your actions or maybe rebellion against what you know God is clearly saying to do or clearly saying not to do, that maybe you're in active sin and you are refusing to repent of it and you're not doing anything about it. And I'm telling you, these are the same people, by the way, who when trouble comes and chaos starts, they're like, man, where is that coming from? Where is it coming from? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know where it's coming from. You're not under the umbrella of protection that God gives. And when you're outside of that protection, like, listen, look out. Like, you're playing a dangerous game, everybody. And so we got to stay within the, and we got to close some doors, okay? And so, listen, I'm just saying we could probably close more doors than we actually think and more footholds of the devil than we think. I just want to think about it because here's what he's saying. Have nothing to do with it. Like, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Rather, expose them, okay? Amen. So here's what I want to tell you. Listen to me. So what you do matters. What you do matters. I mean, you want me to go a little further than that? Anybody want me to go a little further than that? Anybody?
Come on.
Tell me if you want me to.
Come on, man. Let's go.
What you watch matters. What you consume in social media matters. I just think we need to think a little bit more about this. What you're allowing in absolutely matters. And I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I'm gonna sound like such an old man. I hate October. I can't stand Halloween. I think it's the worst holiday of all time. And I don't even email me or text me. This is a me problem. It's my opinion. And I just can't, listen to me, because you turn the TV on kids programs, and there's these like, blah, I'm gonna kill you. You know, it's like, and they're like, Dad, what is it? I'm like, it's October. Like, that's what it is. I can't stand it. I hate it. And you're like, man, Andy, are you saying that I should not participate in Halloween? No, I'm not saying that. I like my kids participate in trick or treat, okay? But they dress up like Mario and not like a menace, okay? Like, I'm just saying, right? I here's what I am saying. Maybe we could just take a little bit more care than you think around things that could be demonic. Is that fair? Is that fair? That's fair. All right, then I'll get off my old man chair. And please, I am begging you, take a break from social media. I do not think that we will get to heaven and God will say, man, what'd you think about that social media I made? You ain't gonna hear that from God. Just take a break, man. Take a break. Take a day where you're just not consuming. It's consuming. Like, just take a break, man. Here's the third one. Confront the enemy. Every day, confront him. This is the best part of the message, man. So listen, man, we don't get to just sit back and play defense and watch what he does. Hey, listen to me, God gave us weapons. Come on, everybody. Weapons we use to be on the offense against the enemy and his schemes and the things he wants to do. So guess what we get to do? Confront the enemy. We get to confront, say, nope, you don't have a place here. You do not have a foothold on me, Satan. Come on, everybody. Like, this ain't gonna happen to me. We make this prayer our declaration. God, you protect me today. You give me the things I need to see to get me far away from the schemes of the devil. Anybody listen to me out there? And we use the weapons that he gave us, and we advance the gospel in the name of Jesus, so much so that when we do this, the enemy looks at me and goes, I can't get an inch with that guy. Come on, somebody. Like, he's like, I'm moving on. Andy ain't gonna budge, so I'm out. Like, you're right. That's what I want. Is that what you want? Come on, everybody, let's go. We got the weapons to fight with, and we need to know this. This fight is real, and this fight is bigger than you. It's way bigger than you. That's why this is so important. So here's what I want to tell you. At the end of the day, we are not here just to help each other be better people. That is not what we're here to do. We are here to be a part of God freeing people from sin and death in the name and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what we're here to do. Don't mix that up. We are here to preach Jesus and him crucified and resurrected to free people from the condemnation of sin. And to free people to a life worth living and freedom. And I'm telling you, we're seeing God free so many people. Can I get an amen right there? And we're in a fight and the enemy doesn't like it. And if I could just tell you what's been going on over the last couple of weeks, you would believe me, I'm telling you. He's like full front trying to do what he can. And I'm like, not today, ain't gonna happen. We're seeing God do so much around here. So I'm asking you, I'm begging you to get in on this fight with us. Pray hard for this church. Look around, we are seeing God free so many people, baptizing hundreds of people a year. And if you think the enemy don't like that one bit. And so I'm just telling you, engage with us. Anybody wanna engage with me today? Anybody with me on that? Come on, man, let's let God hear it. Engage in the battle, yeah. So I want prayer team could come forward. Listen to me, like, and I say this all the time, but right now, some of you, you need prayed over right now. You are believing lies of the devil. I feel it. And we want to pray for you. Speak it out. Speak the name of Jesus. They want to pray for you and just allow you to experience the freedom that you do have. Be reminded of the love and grace of God. Don't miss that opportunity. Some of you need to come forward right now. And if you want to right now, fine, go. Come on, man. We're not going to judge you. Come forward as I pray. Come get prayed for as I pray. Somebody in here needs this prayer, I'm telling you. So let me pray. Thank you. So just come forward if you want prayer. Let's all stand up so we don't have to. Maybe somebody wants to get out of the aisle and get prayed over. You can do that right now. Come forward and get prayed over. Yeah. Just want to give you an opportunity. Man, praise God. Praise God for just showing up. Come on. God, we love you. Thank you for the courage that these men and women took right here just to come forward and get prayed over. We believe and declare your power over the any power that the enemy has. We declare it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not let him bring us down. We will not let his influence get into any cracks here. We pray your protection over us. We thank you that we could do that. Jesus, thank you for making that available. I pray right now for any stronghold that somebody is believing. I pray that they could call that a lie in the name of Jesus Christ, and they could turn and repent from whatever that attack is, and they could get in your good grace, and they can get into your full life that they can live. I pray that they could see the freedom you want for them. I pray for the courage to take that step. We love you, Jesus. Again, thank you so much for allowing that to happen. And we just pray all this together. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, everybody. Amen, amen. Come on, let's praise God that he has the power to overcome. Yes. And if you need prayer, like, just stick around. We would love to pray for you. If not, go grab a prayer guide. If you don't have one, we'll see you next Sunday.